How is complexity different to Kanban as a standalone framework? Kanban is a strategy to optimize the flow of value through a visual pull-based system. And there are three practices, one of which is to define your workflow, your definition of workflow, essentially your Kanban board, which all your policies and exit criteria for the various columns and what type of work goes through the system and so on. And then we would actively manage the work. In practice, that might mean on a daily basis, we're looking at what work is aging in the system. So if work is aging, we can deal with it quickly and hopefully avoid our cycle times, how long things take from increasing. We can try to stabilize or improve our throughput. The third practice in Kanban is to review and improve your definition of workflow, to improve your Kanban board, to improve your policies, and to observe how we're getting on with the metrics and the charts. And Kanban alone does help you to deal with complexity. Already you're getting lots of signals. I wrote a blog post on this, a lot of signals about what's going on. What Kanban is missing is a compass. And Kanevan, the sense-making framework from Kanevan.io, is a wonderful compass to help you to understand what might be the right approach, the right leadership stance in a given situation. Do we need to just get the experts together because they know what they're doing and let them solve it out? Or do we need some large group facilitation in the complex space? Do we need some kind of experimental loop? Do we need someone to turn into a dictator in negative chaos? Do we just trust the team to just crack on with it? And we focus on doing lots of automation between the complicated and the clear space. So Kanevan is a lovely compass for complexity, but you need somebody in each team to be skilled on that compass. And so what we expect in complexity is that there would be one person who would act as a guide. That person could be a member of the team, but would typically be a kind of an agile leader, if you like. We'd just say these days, just a leader, because shouldn't all leaders be agile, but essentially someone who is acting, behaving in an agile way, acting as a backstage leader at times, sometimes leading from the front, but they're able to read that compass and they know what we should be doing next. They know what to facilitate for. They know what to optimize for. They know what to measure. They know what to encourage and what to discourage in that particular space. And in addition to that, I would say complexity gives very clear guidance on what we expect of a guide apart from complexity. So a leader needs to cultivate an environment where agility can grow. You can have all the Kanban teams in the world, all the Scrum teams in the world, trying to knock themselves out, doing wonderful Kanban Scrum, trying to make sense of what's going on and deal with the complexity that's in front of them. But if we don't have an environment where that agility can grow, we're going to struggle. So complexity adds a compass of Kanevan and someone who can read that compass, but also someone who acts and behaves in a really agile way so that teams can be really successful. Instead of having artificial accountabilities there where we delegate change to those particular accountabilities, we already have leaders, we already have managers. Let's use them to do good things and cultivate that environment where agility can really grow and where the organization together, not just individual teams, but across teams of teams, help the organization to really grow. And on that point, complexity, not only does it have a place for management, but it also has a place for multiple teams and has very clear guidance on how multiple teams can work together, has an avoid, consider, try, favor type format in terms of what you should look at, maybe what you should not look at. And also, it shows a bit of love as well towards project management, because project managers get a hard time, don't they, in the Scrum world? And some project managers are really good, thank you very much. A lot of project managers in Amazon are doing very quite well and actually have a very agile mindset. And is it right to exclude these people? And so complexity has a home for people who are willing to behave in a very agile way, but still have projects in front of them. That's how complexity has clear water from Kanban.